We're on the road. Where transportation goes, community grows. Welcome to On the Road with the MTA. And welcome to another edition of On the Road with the MTA. I am Jay Gibbons, alongside with Stephanie Kay and some other extra cool radio professionals.
Well, absolutely, Jay. I know your background is in radio. You did radio for years. Where all did you do your radio work?
I did my radio work in Grand Rapids, up north in Michigan, here in Howell. Basically Michigan. Wow.
Okay, well, cool. I know that's why you did such a good job with this. And I have to say, I was in radio for 21 years, and I've met the best people while doing radio. Some of my best friends, and I'm so honored to have them with me today. As a matter of fact, I worked with somebody named Amy Burke when I was over at the CQ105.5, and she was awesome. She was so much fun to work with. And then she connected with one of my best friends, Johnny Burke, who's been in the business forever. People love him. And no, they're not related by any way, but they're both with us today. Thank you so much for joining us, Amy Burke and Johnny Burke. Congratulations and thank you.
Hey.
You know, how you do? You know, the first thing out of Amy's mouth when she's introduced to somebody is, I'm not related to him.
I know. You said it's an insult when they say, oh, is she your daughter? No.
that is my middle name, that I am not related to Johnny, but that's all right.
But you know what, though? You guys are related in the fact that you love radio, you love people, you love the community. You're one of the very last local morning radio shows, and you guys do so much for the community. I know Ed Benning, our CEO, thinks the world of you guys because you're always so welcoming and supportive, and without you, the community wouldn't be what it is today. So really thank you for that. But I got to ask you, both of you, I'll go to Johnny first. Johnny, you've been in the business for, I don't know how many years, over 40 years, I'm sure. How did you know you want to be a DJ? How did you get into radio?
By the way, that's always what all the female interviewers always say. You've been in it 40 years. They want everybody to know that they think that's a long time and that I'm old and they're not. What made me get into radio?
Yeah, like what? How did you get your start in radio? How did you know you wanted to do it? And how did you actually get started? And it's not so easy to get into.
Well, I started out in theater. And I decided after a while that theater was way too hard to get into unless you were, you know, you knew somebody or you were really good, and I sucked. I decided radio was a lot easier. People would accept me in radio. I was working in theater at the time, and I was being interviewed on radio stations when I was winning these one-act play competitions. And I looked around the room, and I thought, this looks really easy. You don't even have to dress up to go to work. I like this.
You're a smart man. With that voice, I'm sure you did great with both of those. So what was the very first radio station you got involved with?
I was working for a campus radio station in Kent State University, what they call a carrier station. It's not really even on the air. It's transmitted through phone lines that just kind of radiate the signal to your low. It's a low power signal that goes to your radio on the AM dial, and it's pretty bad. But it was a great way to start radio because I was broadcasting to a bunch of other kids that didn't know I was bad. So it was a great way to start.
Yep.
And look where you are today. You're a radio icon. Everybody knows you and loves you. So,
yeah, great. The word icon is often used. You're talking about old people. You call them icons.
But you're a fun icon. Okay. Of all the years that you were in radio, I want to ask you, what was the most memorable, like the most meaningful maybe you've done, and the most embarrassing?
The most memorable?
Yeah, like what you made the most difference with. Like you really felt that. Of your whole career, what's the thing you felt you made the most difference doing?
Oh, my goodness. I tell you, one of the things that I always talk about when people ask me about radio is the chance that I got to come back with the Gulf War veterans on board the USS Enterprise out in the middle of the ocean as they were returning the first ship coming back. Actually, it was the John F. Kennedy. I'll take that back. It was the first ship returning from the Gulf War, the first Gulf War with the first President Bush. And they flew me out to the all the way out to the aircraft carrier way out in the ocean in the middle of the night. And then I came back with the sailors into Virginia Beach in Norfolk. That was the most memorable moment in my broadcast career.
Well, I'll say so. Holy moly. Who can say they've done that? That's pretty impressive. I didn't know that about you. That is impressive. Very interesting. Okay, now the most embarrassing.
The most embarrassing. Oh my goodness gracious! Doing a boy, the most embarrassing. Why are you doing this to me, Stephanie?
I'm just because I know you have some great funny stories. So I just I suppose
I suppose it was probably the time that the girl walked up to me at the nudist colony and said, "You know, I've heard you talk about that thing, but that ain't nothing."
He always goes back to a joke. I should have known. Now, Amy, with you, I know it's got to be so much fun working with Johnny. I know because I'm good friends with him. He's always makes me smile. How did you get started in radio? Because when I met you, you were doing like the promotions and a little bit of on air. But were you in theater too?
No, not in theater. I am a failed pharmacist. So this is what happened. When I was in high school, I used to listen to this radio station called Radio X, and they were in Lapeer. And I was my senior year in high school, and I realized that the first week or so in my advanced chemistry class that I was going to need for college credit for chemistry to do a pharmacist degree, I was lost within a week. And I knew, well, maybe being a pharmacist isn't going to be the thing that I'm going to do. And so I was listening to the radio in my truck at the time, and I heard a DJ on Radio X say something wrong about some sort of artist. And I corrected it. I was like, no, it's actually this and that. And I went, wait a second. Like, I felt like I'd been like struck by lightning, you know, like, yeah. I was like, hold up, I can do that. How do I do that? So then I started, you know, asking around and trying to figure it out. And I ended up going to Mott Community College for a couple of years. And during that time, I actually started my radio broadcasting career at Radio X. Basically what happened, I know this sounds like a horrible story, but basically what happened, all the jocks got apparently really, really drunk at a party and couldn't make it to their on-air shifts on the weekend because they were so hungover. So I stepped in.
You weren't quite as hungover because you had recreational drugs and not the pharmaceutical drugs.
No, they were just a little bit hungover from the night previous. So they needed warm body to, you know, hit buttons, and I just so happened to be in the station, so they gave me a chance. And then sure enough, I kind of like went from there. I went to Central Michigan University and got my broadcasting degree, and then I went to Q101 in Chicago for an internship. I also interned at 89X down in Detroit, lots of rock stations, because I knew that's kind of where I wanted to be, because well, I'm a smart ass, and that's where I kind of gravitate towards. And I did do country radio for a while. That was super fun, with like B95 and 98FM KCQ. So I pretty much kind of started from there and got the ball rolling there.
That is excellent. Great. I know you were so much fun all along. You made me laugh every day working with you, and you were just a delight. Aww. So I'm so glad
to work with you. It's so much fun because like I seriously would walk in and, you know, you just have like a regular day. There's never a regular day in a radio station. You know, you're always having a lot of fun. And I just thought it was cool that, you know, you didn't freak out when I accidentally hit you with a Nerf gun. It's okay.
I love this. Like, bring it. You made it so much fun. That's why I'm so glad that you and Johnny found each other because, well, you know, radio's changing, they're downsizing everywhere, but you guys together make a great team.
And I gotta say that I really love the fact that I'm with somebody, Johnny here, that not only, you know, he's got the experience and he knows what's going on and what's up, but he also allows me to be my weirdest self, and that is very much appreciated.
Oh yeah, you have to be weird to be in radio.
Heck yeah.
We don't allow it. We encourage it.
Exactly. That's exactly. You got to be abnormal. You just have to.
Can I?
Since this is the Mutual Stroke Society, I thought I'd mention something. In all my years, honestly, of working, I've worked with some of really, really fun people. I've really had a great opportunity to work with a lot of great partners. Honestly, I can't believe it took this long, though, to hook up with Amy, because she and I really do, even though we are really polar opposites, that kind of is the key to the success, really, in a lot of ways. But even though we're polar opposites, we get along very, very well. Amy understands and completely is a radio person. She very much gets what radio is all about and what the listeners want. And for somebody at her age, because frankly, most people Most of the younger ladies in the business don't get it. Amy's one of those that got it from the very beginning. And I've always said this to her. Her parents raised her right, man. She is an old soul with a very young lady with an old soul, and I love that.
Thank you so much. And honestly, I remind my parents repeatedly of that.
Well, it's no coincidence you guys share the same last name. There was a reason for that, for sure. You are connected in some way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I know people do know a lot about you because you're on the radio. You had to put yourself out there. I think people still remember Johnny Burke's comment when he said, and I still remember it, when he said that he went to get coffee in the morning and, you know, they have kids, they have grandchildren, and he went to get coffee in the morning. He went to put some milk in his coffee and thought, man, this tastes sweeter than normal. What is that? And his wife said, Johnny, that'd be breast milk that you're drinking. He had no idea. That's what they did. You know,
what
that,
was
Johnny?
Worse was what was worse. It was my daughter-in-law's breast milk. That's what was worse.
That's what I'm talking about. You have some embarrassing moments and things that people will never forget, which I think is wonderful. And I know that you're a great dad and a great grandfather. But is there something about you that maybe people don't know that you're willing to share? There's something that you do, maybe a hobby or something on the side that you don't think people know?
I collect large amounts of celebrity belly button lint.
There you go.
Oh gross. Yes.
And here I took you for a cat herder.
Yeah.
No, that was the old days. I got rid of that. Started doing the belly button lint thing, and it's really great when you ask like Miley Cyrus for her belly button lint. It's a great conversation starter.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I knew that you were in theater because you and I did a show together called Tony and Tina's Wedding. Once again, we were both doing it for charity. It was helping out the, I know Stephen, Rosie, and Hetty are good friends of ours, and they're pillars in this community. And they were doing it for, I think it was a YMCA safe house, wasn't it? Do you remember what?
Yeah, I believe you're right. Yeah, yeah. That was a lot of fun.
Amy,
you play a hooker,
as
I recall, didn't you?
Yeah. What part did you play, Johnny? What was your character?
I was the nightclub owner. I can't remember the name of the guy.
Yes.
But yeah, he was the main. He was the nightclub. You were my wife, weren't you, or something?
No, I think I was a stripper that played in your club.
Oh, that's right. You were a stripper. You were a stripper. Well, that would have made you a good wife. But yeah.
Right. No, actually, I had to play the wife or girlfriend to Linda Moxham, who was directing our show. It was her husband, Guy Moxham, that I had to play his sleazy girlfriend or wife. And that was a very uncomfortable situation when she's directing me to dance with him. I was like, that was kind of weird. But it was for a good cause. All for a good cause.
Oh, yeah.
And since
I think Norma Hall was my wife, I think. That's what it was.
Yes. Yes, she was. And Angie Hedershot was in it. It was a great group. And Johnny, also Michael J. Thorpe. That was a good group.
Yeah. Yeah, Michael J. Thorpe is a priest. It's a little hard to handle, though.
We had to confess to him. That was a funny one. I remember that. And Amy, I know people might not know that you're like the derby queen. You do a great job with that.
I don't know about derby queen, but yeah, I do play roller derby with the Mid-Michigan team. And yeah, it's super fun. I've been doing it for probably going on 6 or 7 years. And yeah, it's roller skating and having a good old time. And yes, there is rules. And it is a one heck of a workout. And I know Johnny came to like one of my games that, you know, was actually played before Corona hit and shut everything down. But it seemed like you guys were cheering me on and laughing and pointing when I fell. So that's good.
No, you're actually what she's not telling you. And for those of you who have not met Amy, is she is tall and she can be deadly as a roller derby enforcer. And I wouldn't want to cross her. She's something to watch out there. She's a force to be reckoned with.
Oh, I know. You don't want to get your man either. I know.
I go by A-bomb, by the way, on the track as well.
Really?
That is perfect for you. I love it. Well, okay, you guys. I know, Johnny, you've been so helpful and kind because you were doing production. You had a meeting. You were right in between. You had to get in your car and call us from the phone. And you made this happen. And I can't thank you enough.
I was not my best self with you guys at the beginning of this. I apologize for that. I was running around like a mad woman. Not a madman, because madmen are good things. Those are the guys that you see in the HBO series. but I was running around like a mad woman. I was pulling my hair out and I was yelling and screaming. And then Stephanie calmed me down. And by the way, might I, since you've been saying so many nice things about us, I think the worst thing that ever happened to morning radio in Flint was them eliminating your position over there and getting rid of your morning show. I think here, that here. We really, really need to have Stephanie back on the air again in Flint.
Yeah. I'm glad that you're doing this podcast. This is fun.
Yes. Well, yeah, thank you so much for that, you guys. How kind. I really do appreciate that. I loved my job, not necessarily some of the situations I was working with, but I loved my job and the people. I loved being able to help people and say happy birthday to them and just make them feel special and help all the organizations. So thank you for that, Johnny. I do appreciate your kind words. And this isn't quite radio. It's podcast is nice. But what I love about it is we can involve anybody in the community that's helping each other. Like, you guys are so supportive with the local radio, and we have free services, and there are heroes out there that we try to recognize every single week. So if you guys yourself know of anybody who are heroes, have done something great, let's put them on the air. Let me know about it, and I'll put them on the podcast. Or if you need help too, you can always reach out to us, and we will definitely make sure that we get you that information. And you can listen to the podcast by going to mtaflint.org. At the very, very bottom, there is a icon for Facebook, and there's one for Twitter, but there's also one for On the Road with MTA. Just click on that. If any of you listening areas, you can listen to it. But if they want to listen to you guys, Johnny, Amy, tell us, what is the radio station, the dial, the number, and the hours they can listen to you? I think everybody knows, but in case somebody's listening and thinks, oh, I don't know how to get a hold of them, how can they listen to you?
On the count of three, Amy. 103.9 That was really well done. Yeah.
Flint,
Michigan. Woo. Yeah, we're on in the mornings, obviously, from 5 till 10 a.m. Monday through Friday morning. We're on there. Amy does Fox Rock Insider. And what else we even do? Oh, the Dirty Laundry. Amy's Dirty Laundry segment. That's always a fun one. So if you get a chance, please tune us in. Even more important, give us a call some morning while we're on the air and talk to us and tell us you heard us on this podcast with Stephanie K.
That's okay. Stephanie K. Confer's fine. Now, what is that phone number, Johnny?
That phone number to call me what? What do you mean, what phone number? What phone number?
That 900 number. That 900 number you're on.
Oh, the number on the radio station. I'm not giving out my personal number here, am I?
No.
Oh, you said to give your call at 810-230-9777. Is that correct?
That's it. Very good.
All right. And on Facebook, you guys go live on Facebook. They can watch you as well, which is really cool.
It's also very creepy. So please do.
It's very creepy.
So how do they do that? If somebody wants to watch you on Facebook, they just go to the Facebook page, and is it under just 103.9?
You got it. So like 103.9 The Fox, just look that up on Facebook, and we're on there all morning. So we start at 6 a.m. and we go until 10 a.m. On Facebook, and you get to see like the behind the scenes stuff. So things that aren't going on the air, you kind of hear that too, but you get like, you know, me singing jingles like Cher or Johnny.
Not only Johnny jingles, she sings for 4 hours. She sings everything on the air. And by the way, just in case you're worried, we make Rusty put his pants on during the live video portion of the show.
That's perfect.
Thank goodness.
That's a rule. That is a rule in the house. Yep.
I love Rusty. I miss working with him too. What a good guy. You guys have a good group over there. You really do. I'm so thankful that you made time to talk to us. I really do appreciate that.
Thanks for having us.
Stephanie, thank you for inviting us on the show. We appreciate you coming on our show when you do too, by the way.
Heck yeah.
Well, thank you. Well, yeah, whenever you invite us in, we always appreciate that so much. All right, guys, enough about that love fest. Once again, if you want to listen to Johnny and Amy, it's the Fox 103.9, 6 to 10 a.m. Go on Facebook and watch them as well. Any last words from either one of you before we wrap this up? Anything you didn't say you want to say?
Thanks a lot.
Kumquat.
You guys are pretty okay.
Kumquat, that's a fruit, right?
That's the word I didn't get to say.
We should say that we are the most okayest morning show in Flint. How about that?
Yeah. I love it. You guys are great.
Don't ever. Nope. The word great never comes to mind. No. Definitely, like you said, the most okayest morning show in all of Mid-Michigan.
That was so funny. Well, thanks again, you guys. Once again, if you know if anybody deserves to be recognized, that's what we're here for. It's On the Road with MTA. Yep. All right, guys. Well, thanks again. And until next week, we're going to be having more special guests coming up as well. So keep listening every week as we bring you more new and interesting stuff. Well, sometimes free, which is even the best. With On the Road with MTA. And Stephanie K. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to On the Road with the MTA. For more information on our services and community outreach, visit us online anytime at www.mtaflint.org. And be sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. The MTA, your community, your connection, your way.